Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment-holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for a thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now on Sirius XM Radio, because we're serious. Why so serious? No, I'm just kidding. We manage the following bands and or artists: Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers with Lillian Sin. Go check out Lillian Sin also at a movie near you. She's got all kinds of horror movies galore, as does Mortis the Devil's Reject. Go check it out. Go check out his YouTube page. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Fallen Fury, our metal band from up there in San Luis Obispo, California. We got Burn the Ships. We got Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Borderline Radio Show with Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine out of Italy. When we say we're global, we mean we're global. Also, go check out all the movies that our health experts extraordinaire Derek Webb has to offer. You can check him out. He's from New Hampshire. He'll be back next week for Jenny's birthday show. We're working on getting the amazing industrial alternative metal band Orgy. They will be on the show next week. Shout out to Jay Gordon. Shout out to Lou Gordon. Shout out to Carl and Boss, Nick Speck, Carlton. We got Creighton Emmerich, Erica Vincent, and the list goes on. Shout out to Joey Hollerin and the whole bunch of them. We also have Band of Family now. We just signed them to our artist management group. Go check it out. Get Real Global Artist Management. We manage all these amazing, amazing bands and artists. And Band of Family is also from up there in Bakersfield, California. Shout out to Band of Family. Welcome to the family. And we have also our following bars and venues that we work with regularly that we like to do our weekly shout out. We got the Five Star Bar at 267 South Main Street in Los Angeles. That's downtown LA, 90012. Shout out to Mark and Angie Cordova. We miss you guys very much. Can't wait to do shows there again, hopefully very soon. We also have Petey's Place. Shout out to owner Petey Partello. We miss you very much, Petey. That's at 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California. We have the Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. That's owner Greg Beer. Go check out that venue once it gets open again. Lots of great shows. They have the new stage, the new sound system. Wonderful things to happen at the Universal Bar and Grill. And one of our favorite venues of all time, of course, is the Rainbow Bar and Grill at 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Shout out to Nick Froco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. We can't wait to be doing shows there again for all of our listeners and concert goers. We're very excited. Check out everything at Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. That is who produces this show. And check out some of our things that we have going on. We now have a lot of stuff. We've got Garrow Global Records, Garrow Global Television. We got films, radio, artist management, publishing, productions, entertainment magazine, photography, beauty, travel, event planning, and tax services. All under, if you type in Get Real Global, a bunch of pages are going to come up, one for each part of our company. The show today, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, is again brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment LLC with your wonderful hosts and producers, Jennifer Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. Go check us out. Soon to come, we're going to have That's Real Entertainment and some other shows and cartoons and movies and whatnot that we're in the works of getting everything going. And then eventually we're going to have some TV shows that we're going to do out of Pasadena Media over there in Pasadena, California. But we got a lot going on. Like I said, check everything out. Check out Derek Webb. Check out all of our bands and artists. And of course, stay healthy, stay safe during this COVID season. Make sure that you're always wearing your mask in public places. Make sure you're using lots of hand sanitizer, washing your hands regularly with antibacterial soap. Just stay safe at all costs, please, during this season. We've had a lot going on. And welcome, President number 46. Joe Biden inaugurated this morning, 9 o'clock our time, noon Washington time. Congratulations. And, he's going to be the next president here. He is the new president, president number 46. So congrats to Joe Biden on that and Kamala Harris. It's going to be awesome, I think. And great things to come, I believe. I truly believe. But that all things aside, of course, shout out to my brother from another mother, Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions, who introduced us to our guest today, who we are featuring on our show from Redlands, California, metal band Beyond Retaliation. And I hope we're not beyond retaliation. Because sometimes fury is our friend. No, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? Hello. Hell yeah. We're very excited to have you guys as our guests today. And, had to do a little shout out to Nathan Young for bringing this all together.
Youngblood!
And we're very excited. Hell yeah, Youngblood. Go check them out, Youngblood Productions. Hopefully, going to be doing some concerts. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Everybody.
I remember seeing you guys at Characters in Pomona.
Yeah.
And that was a bitchin' show, dudes. That was really hard. You guys definitely the metal.
I love it.
It's a great venue.
They bring the metal. I bring the beer.
That Mario. Mario, that's the guy that runs it, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah,
good people. Good people. So how is everybody doing today?
Doing great.
Doing all right.
Good.
Hanging out.
Here. Everybody staying safe during this whole crazy times?
Yeah, as safe as we can be. Yep.
Trying.
Yeah. That's good. I guess that's all we can do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to let's do our round table. We're going to go around the room. you can start however you want to guess. Just we're going to introduce you, each of you, what do you do in the band? So your name and what part you play in the band.
All right.
Okay. Travis.
Travis.
You want to start with Shane, yes.
I'm Travis. I play the guitar.
Okay.
And that's it. I've been playing Schecter guitars my whole life. I've been playing for 17 years. And I write the
song Schecter
guys. And Mark throws these awesome melodies. And Shane and Brandon just make that song come alive and sound kick ass.
Go ahead, Shane.
Good stuff. I was listening earlier.
I am Shane. I play bass in the band.
Shane.
I'm Brandon. I play drum and head maraca player.
Yes. I'm backup maraca.
Nice. And you need him.
I'm Mark. I'm the speaker. And I also mess with this guy all the time. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Is everybody here?
Yes. Yeah, everybody here. Everyone. Yeah.
Very good. Just making sure. This is exciting stuff. I'm very happy that you're here and that we're featuring your band and your music. And I was really excited when Nathan brought this up about, you know, putting this all together. And I'm glad that we could make it work, for today.
Yeah. No, Nate's a great guy. I've done a lot of shows with him.
Yeah, I've known Nathan for quite some time. Yeah. Great guy.
Some bitching shows. He really does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how long have you guys been a band? Like, when did this all start?
3 years? Collectively?
A little over 3.5 years. Yeah. I just had 3 songs on my, I just got Pro Tools and a little drum program. I called up Mark. We used to be in a band together. So, hey, let's do something. And here we are in this final form. And we're loving every minute of it. First show is with Orgy. And the last show we did so far is with Drowning Pool, both at the Whiskey.
I love Orgy so much. I'm actually friends with Orgy. They're great guys. Awesome. I love them very much. In fact, they're supposed to be on my show next week. They're going to be on here next week for my birthday episode because Jay Gordon and I share the same birthday, January 30th.
Yeah, my cousin used to drum for them. My cousin, his name's Bobby. Bobby Amaro.
Bobby Amaro! Yes. What's up, Bobby Amaro?
That's my cousin.
Yeah. Bobby was shit, man. And then he left to go do the kids' school there, teaching the first generation of metal and rock and stuff.
Yeah,
I was very excited and I was very proud of him and very happy for him when he decided to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, of course, Facebook friends still and all that, you know. I'm very supportive of all they do, all of them, every member.
He still drums for Stabbing Westward right now. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I know Carlton Bost plays in Stabbing Westward right now. Yeah. He also plays for Berlin and some other bands. I don't know. But Orgies, I think, his main focus. But, Carlton Bost is always a very busy man. And, of course, his wonderful, amazing girlfriend Erica Vincent with the photography. So that there are guests next week, so that's awesome. But we're here to talk to you this week, Beyond Retaliation, and it's amazing that you've opened up for some really big talent, and that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So for 3.5 years, you've been on this journey.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest concert or best concert or favorite concert, I guess, would be that who you've opened for, or venue, I guess?
It would probably have been for Drowning Pool, December of 2019. We was direct support. It was a full house, and we had a lot of energy up there. We had a great time, and Drowning Pool were just a bunch of cool guys.
Another really fun one was playing with LA Guns at the Yost Theater. That was pretty awesome. Oh, yeah. That stage was huge. So that was a fun show.
Yeah. I too. So you must know Allison Cohen, Metal Babe Mayhem.
I believe so. Yes.
You know her. Yeah, because she does like the clothing line, and she does a lot of coverage for concerts and other things. So she runs like in the same kind of circles, you know. But I was at that Drowning Pool concert. That was a great show. And I do remember you guys playing that night. That was a really great show. That really was.
It was raining pretty damn heavy that night. It was a hell of a show. It was our best. And sadly, it won for quite a minute before all this
happened. Yeah, it's the last show we've played since the whole everything shut down.
Oh, so that was your last show since before COVID and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah, it's how does that look for you guys as far as like COVID? I mean, obviously it's been a real stunting of, everybody's growth and everybody's progression as far as like concerts and venues and whatnot. So how has it affected you guys, and how have you tried to overcome all of this?
I would say, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm jonesing to get back on the road again. I hooked up with these guys two shows before the breakdown. I joined the band about a month maybe before, I guess I joined the band after I proved myself at the head PE show in Costa Mesa. And they're like, yeah, you're in. And so I was like, next show is December, Drowning Pool. Hells yeah. And then COVID fucked us.
Head PE is hardcore. Head PE is nuts. They bring the mosh pit. That's for damn sure.
It was a lot of fun. It sucked to get to stop right there, but I think I share the same sentiment with everybody. We just want to get back out and play live whenever the heck we can. Slowly but surely, there'll be some pockets of places that are like, it's almost like fucking 1920s Prohibition, where they're doing speakeasy shows out in the back. It's outside, social distances. And so, you know, I'm trying to find anything that we can do. Travis was the one who just decided, F this noise. We can't go play live, but we can get our music out. So let's do this single. So we were able to go in, we were able to rehearse, really track everything that we wanted and get this new single out. And that's basically going to be the blueprint until we can get back out live again, is we're just going to track another song, release another single and keep Beyond Retaliation in the forefront so people know who we are. As far as COVID itself, I'm drowning that fucker out.
Yeah, I would say we try to turn a negative into a positive by just really focusing on our music at home and writing and like Shane said, getting in the studio, trying to get these new singles out, keep our name out there, stay active, let people know that we're currently not playing, but we're still around and we're still working hard, and hopefully we can sprinkle in a music video in between these singles that come out pretty soon. So
yeah. Show off the shirt, Marco.
We got merch. Got these sweet sweaters.
Yeah, we have about at least over 50 songs, you know, in the back catalog just waiting to get out. So we figured, why not now? So we had the first single with Insanity, which you probably heard already. But we have another one coming out. It's going to be a pretty banging song. And then we have another one coming up after that. Just keeping the ball rolling, you know.
I have my birthday concert next Saturday. I've still got a couple spots to fill. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just an online concert, though. It's just my birthday. I do a birthday bash every year. Nathan goes. I usually do it at the 5-Star Bar downtown LA, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got bands, I got people from around the world playing, you know, like 30-minute sets, just, you know, from online. It's just going to be like a little fun thing. It's free concert, just something to, you know what I mean?
Kind of get free.
Back out there a little bit.
I'm free. We'll talk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should get something out there, like people's music. And I've been having all my bands that I manage staying relevant. I said, post all the time, still be making music, still be doing music video, still try to stay relevant and out there even during all this, you know. Don't let this be what kills you or your band, you know. Yeah. Already a horrible time as it is for everybody, but don't let it be the end of all that you love, basically.
Sure. Yeah.
No, COVID's not going to destroy this band. The only thing that's going to destroy this band is if Travis cheats on me.
No, definitely not.
No,
that'll never happen. No.
Never. We're super BFFs
forever.
Apps forever. So how many albums do you guys have out, or singles, or EPs?
We currently have three singles out on Spotify right now. The first two we did a couple of years ago. It's kind of like, I feel that the our newest song, Insanity, is the direction and the sound that we're currently driving towards. So, okay. Yeah.
So, but to be quite honest, all the songs that are out there are really good songs. Yeah. I mentioned that the only reason I got in the band was as a fan. Jenny, you mentioned seeing Beyond Retaliation and Characters. That's where I saw them. And I was like, holy crap, this is a good band. This is a lot of fun. And they have a blast. And I waited until afterwards. And I think Travis had like a guitar stand in one hand, his guitar case in the other. And I'm trying to tell him how great I thought he was. And he's like, I want to talk to you. Can I put my stuff down first? I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, follow me.
So I followed him to 3 or 4 venues. Singles and Records Be Damned, Beyond Retaliation is a live band. That's where I've been having the most fun, either watching them or being on stage with them.
Nice. You guys do bring the thunder, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
You guys do bring the thunder, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I remember talking to you guys at one of the character shows. I was doing coverage, for the show, for Rock Rage Radio and LA Talk Radio and stuff like that. So you see those logos on there, that's me. I'm just there puttering around, doing video, taking pictures, that kind of stuff. So this will be on our radio, on our website. It'll be like a little page or a little section. It'll be Beyond Retaliation. It'll be all your links to all your stuff, you know, your Spotify, your YouTube, all your music, things like that. So that way people can go buy your merch and check out everything. And I also put a link to your merch and all the stuff that you sent me on the post tonight. So that way people go check out their music. Beyond Retaliation, play their, go check them out on Spotify. Like you said, you got 3 singles. And, go buy something, buy a t-shirt, buy a hoodie. I don't know what all you guys got on your website, on your merch store.
We got it all there. We have hoodies. We got zip up sweaters. We have male and female shirts, tank tops, everything. We even have gaiters, masks. We have all sorts of stuff there.
Nice. Yeah. That's really smart that you did the mask thing because I tell you, so that way people are sporting, not just your t-shirts, but your masks around town, because a lot of people are looking at that type of thing.
Yeah.
Your bling, so to speak, nowadays.
Sure. Yeah.
It's no longer a grill. Now it's a mask.
Yeah.
Some of the metal bands, like Nathan, when he does a face paint or he wears that half mask.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit is popular now. It's more, even more, but everybody's doing it. So now it's not popular. Now it's not.
I don't know, popular as much as it's a mandate. So, but if you have to wear one, might as well wear a BR one, right?
Exactly. Right.
I had a guy. I work security for Michael Kors Distribution Center in like Whittier, California, right? So this guy comes into work. He has a mask that says, fuck this shit.
Pretty much sums it up.
He looks the same. They made him turn the mask backwards, like inside out. Yeah. He said, sorry, you can't wear that here. Sorry, sir, you can't wear that here. It's inappropriate. I thought it was funny as fuck, and I couldn't stop laughing.
In this environment, it is funny as fuck, and you can't stop laughing. But I think First Amendment is great, but First Amendment isn't without its consequences.
That's very true, and it is inappropriate in the workplace.
In some Starbucks, they won't give you your Vente coffee.
you go like it's inappropriate at a place of work. I agree with that. Yeah. If you're like at a bar, at a concert or whatever, then that's one thing, but that's a whole nother world. The world of music is a whole nother world. You can wear t-shirts where people are flipping you off and saying, fuck you and whatever. But if you're at a normal job, that's not going to fly. So.
No, most places where you're getting your paycheck, people who give you that paycheck probably have a dress attire. Yeah. I don't know if Brandon's a firefighter. I don't know if he can walk around with fuck this shit.
Yeah. As much as I'd like to, no, I couldn't.
If you hold public office in California, you probably can't wear a mask that says this mask is about as useless as our governor. Might get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you might. You might. You'd be like, I went to the county jail. No, that's not
I have a problem with that.
Not a good thing. No, I completely agree with that. I mean, you know, it's funny at home. It's funny if you're just walking around or whatever. Who cares? But not
but again, being in the music when we play in the music world, that's one of the many benefits of us being in music is freedom of expression. So right. We can go up on stage and we can wear a mask that says "fuck this shit." We can go up and wear a Guns N' Roses shirt, even though we're not playing Guns N' Roses, and we can play whatever the fuck we want. We can. What's the line from Airheads? For all you know, it could be Pip farting on a snare drum. But that's freedom of expression.
I love that
freedom of expression, and that's just another thing that Beyond Retaliation enjoys is freedom of expression. If you listen to the Insanity single, you're going to feel one way about it, or you're going to feel another way about it. And then in a month when we drop the next single, some people are going to feel a different. As far as we care, as long as it gives you some kind of emotion, awesome. If you hate it, let me know you hate it. If you love it, let me know you love it. I have no fucking problem. And I don't particularly, it doesn't affect me one way as long as you got something out of it.
Right. Totally. What would you say like the craziest thing you guys have done on stage at a concert?
On stage?
Marco sucked my dick.
Whoa. That was the
people. And torturers. What are you talking about? No,
just kidding.
Craziest thing on stage. Brandon, you got anything? You're so talkative over there, sir.
Have you done anything crazy at all on stage? Come on. You played enough concerts by now.
I don't know about crazy, but I did. As a matter of fact, at the 5-star bar, I almost ate complete shit one time because I was on the floor. And as I turned around to run back and jump on stage to try to look cool, I stepped on the microphone cable and just went sliding. And it was pretty terrifying.
Party foul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Craziest thing I did, like I mentioned, I've only been live shows with the Beyond Retaliation is only two, so I'd have to go back to the vault from another band. But we toured with a band called Bullet Boys. Anybody familiar with that band? Mark Torian came out at our last tour. Mark Torian came out and thought he would be funny to throw a sombrero on my head while we were playing. So when they headlined, when they were done, I made it a point to run out there with two Magnum champagne bottles and just pop them and just showered Mark and Lonnie. And I don't remember the name. I think his name was Tori, was the guitar player. Just showered him with champagne while they were trying to play Smooth Up In Ya. Just fucking, take some of that. But that's shenanigans.
Oh, all good.
We've been lucky, other than Mark missing the stage.
Yeah. That was it. Remember, at characters, the stage moves.
Oh, yeah. Step on that.
Yeah. So when I was playing, I had like moving targets the whole time and just kind of got a little seasick. But hey, we got through it.
You can't just sit there all day. So,
yeah. I am sitting.
Yeah,
that stage for sure. I completely agree. They so need to redo the stage. Like maybe we can raise the money. GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, characters is about as pretty close as to the backyard gig that you can get.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter to me what they do. They're so open and gracious.
I love that.
Anybody that wants to go out there can go out and play, and they just let you come in. I personally I like the outdoor atmosphere. I think I laugh every time I end a set or a song in a set right when the metro is passing by. there's that train station behind us. Every time we're done playing, like, bam.
We plan that.
And plus, it's downtown Pomona. Second Street, the Art District. It's a beautiful place to hang out. Beautiful place to play. The people that hang out, always good times. So hopefully Characters is one of those places that stays that can and now that we've got our miracle cure, that everybody gets vaccinated and everything hopefully gets opened back up. Yeah. Characters will be open up and we can start hanging out there and having a couple beers there and playing some tunes.
That'd be awesome.
Hoping that place stays open, and you know, heck, if that happens, next thing you know, we might be doing a live on-site interview for your show there at Characters.
Hell yeah. We were going to start doing shows at Characters this last year. I was talking to Mario about it and starting to get things set up, and then everything just blah. But it is what it is. We're going to get back on track this year. 2021 is the year. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that video, that Match.com video with Satan about dating.
It's
a great video. It was great.
Stop laughing. Oh, my God. So fucking funny. Anyway, you can go check that out on my page, Jennifer Muse. I want to play one of your songs. Which one do you want to play first?
Tell me
what it's about and like what inspired you to write that song or play that.
All right, you want to go with Insanity?
Yeah, play Insanity. Yeah, it's a recent single, and Mark could tell you the story behind that.
Yeah, Insanity is our latest single. I wrote it based upon trying to rid a very toxic person out of your life. We've all been there. We've all been madly in love and knowing that you're not supposed to be in that position and just trying to rid that toxic person out of your life. That's what this song's about.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
So, Ronan, can you please cue up and play Insanity by Beyond Retaliation on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Boom.
Oh, such a good song.
That's some good
I hate to toot our own horns, but that's such a good song.
That's really good. That's some good, really great guitar riffs in there. I like the bass line. The drums were bitching. You know what I mean? Like the vocals were good. That's what I'm saying. Like it. When you have a good song, you have a good song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not every band is capable of that. I've heard some real garbage. I've heard some real garbage people sometimes. I hate to say that. But I get a lot of people that submit their stuff to me. And I weed through it. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's not just music. I have authors and other stuff, you know, going on too. Freak show performers, whatever. I have people from different stuff. Sports backgrounds, whatever. But like when I get music and I go to like to listen to it, I check out their YouTube page, whatever. I'm just like,
that's what I like about this line.
Well, I mean, not
write good melodies and you know catchy choruses. Shane brings in all those bass lines, make it sound just better than it should. And Brandon just plays fucking loud, and which we need a lot.
He's great. Not every band is going to be kosher to every listener. So, you know, maybe it's a matter of this music that you're sending over isn't necessarily for this ear. Not to say that it's a bad thing. It's just it's not some a particular person's cup of tea. Every single person that has ever sent Jenny a CD that she just she was like, ah, don't take that as a bad thing. It just wasn't her cup of tea, man. It just wasn't what she was looking for. We're all set. Like, if you put a polka in front of me, yeah. Fuck all, dude. I love accordion music, but fuck polka. So if you send me a CD, like, dude, you got to listen to this. Holstaff, Gustafsson, and the Germany Trio, I'm not going to want to listen to it. I'm going to go, no. So, but that might be something for somebody else. So don't hesitate. I mean, take nothing away from that. If you have a passion, follow that passion. It's just we're four guys that follow our passion, and we're also four guys that happen to click at the right time to make that song, which I think, and I think everybody else agrees, that song just kicks some major fucking ass. The drums kick you in the teeth all the way through the midsection. And Travis mentioned, you know, he liked the bass playing, which I appreciate. Travis does a great job of putting down a blueprint with songs. He comes up with a lot of the main riffs and a lot of the main ideas as far as what the music should sound like. And we take it from there and we get together and we get in a room and we just start pounding that stuff out and whatever works best. Brandon and I have a really good kind of relationship rhythmically where he feels that a kick drum should go here. And so I know to go there with the bass. And after we get done with that, Marcos does a really good job of letting the music do what the music needs to do and then taking over lyrically where the lyrics need to take over. So we're just four guys that happen to put together a single that you do dig. So rock on. So good for you for enjoying our music. You made the right choice.
All right. Well, thank you for that. No, I listen to
you get my ceiling.
I listen to anything from the blues to metal. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to so many different, I listen to classical music. So I don't like to just put myself in one box. I listen to so many different styles of music. So please, you know, everybody out there, don't feel that you can't send your music to me. I also do artist management, and I was, you know, Vans Warped Tour, you know, friggin' judge for the battles and stuff. So, you know what I mean? I know what it takes to have good music, regardless of what style it is. It could be ska, it could be punkabilly. I don't give a shit what it is. If it's good and it's put together well, then I'll love it, regardless. You know what I'm saying? But if you just botch the shit out of it, and it just like, I'm like, what the fuck was this? That kind of scares me. I'm just saying in the sense of like, they didn't record it right. The thing is off. You know what I mean? They're off like timing, and it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Just depends.
But I want to play your second song that you sent me. Can you give the title and then a brief, like, what is it about?
That would be Author of Your Pain the title just comes from a James Bond movie, Spectre. At the end, Christoph Waltz tells Bond, "I'm the author of all your pain." I'm like, that sounds cool. And I named it that just for a working title, but Mark worked around that title and got this.
I wrote that song just for anybody who's ever been out there and told, "Why do you do that? It's never going to get you anywhere. Why are you a musician? Why are you an artist? Why are you do this? Why do you do that?" Whatever it is, song's about overcoming. That song's about doing what you need to do. And in the chorus, it says, "And I keep trying." You know, that's this song, Author Your Pain.
Fuck the haters and the number of pain. This is Beyond Retaliation. Author of Your Pain?
Yeah.
Pain? No, it's pain. Author of Your Pain by Beyond Retaliation, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Let's kick this in the teeth. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah. Woo!
Damn, dude.
Author of Your Pain. Man, that's a great title. And I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show today. We got to wrap it up. Got a couple minutes left. But I just love your music. You are amazing on stage. You definitely put on a great live show. You know what I mean? And I know that you're going to do great things when this is all over. You're going to blow up. You just got to just keep pushing, doing what you're doing. Keep making your music videos. Keep releasing singles. Put together that album or EP or whatever you're doing and get that released. Just, you know what I mean? Just really go whole hog.
The COVID thing is just another obstacle. And that's the one thing that I can say about this band is that amidst any obstacle that's happened, we just take it as a challenge. So when this whole thing is over, doesn't mean a thing. We're just going to keep rocking and rolling, and we're going to keep doing what we do.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show today. Can you just tell everybody really quickly, where can they find you on social media, website, merch store, that kind of stuff?
You can find us on all social media platforms at Beyond Retaliation. On Twitter, it's BYND Retaliation because the name's too long. But everywhere else, we just started a TikTok. We're getting on that TikTok trend. You know what I'm saying? We're already, very quickly in the couple of weeks, we already surpassed 500 followers. So
that's awesome.
And
you can find me on the corner of Sunset and San Francisco. Trying to, make my rent.
Come COVID.
No, and inside our bios, there is a link to our merch on every single one of our social media platforms.
Nice.
And also, all right, a huge thanks to Nate Youngblood for getting us this.
Yeah.
And also a huge shout out to Jerry.
Yes, thanks, Nate.
For making and Sandy sound fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The behind the scenes is just as important as at the front. All right. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you. Next week on Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, Jenny's Birthday Bash. We will have orgy in the house. Shout out to Jay Gordon and all the guys. Can't wait to see you next week. It's going to be amazing. Week after that, February 3rd, join us for metal band Anti-Hero. I see a common theme going on. But thank you to Beyond Retaliation. Till next week, peace out. Jenny and the Muse, deuces.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.